So in this presentation, we're going to switch topics a little bit. We're going to be looking at how food access affects premature mortality in Cook County, Illinois. That's Cook County, contains Chicago, Illinois. No relationships to disclose. The presentation that I'm doing here today is part of a, was prepared by the Center on Human Needs at VCU, and it was put together in a larger technical report called Food Access and Health in Cook County, Illinois, and the larger report is available for download at that address. It was co-written by several of myself and several of my colleagues. Ben Evans and Stephen Wolf are in the audience with us today. It was also a team effort with a lot of other folks. The data presented for this presentation are part of a larger initiative from the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies Health Policy Institute. They had a Place Matters initiative, which is a community-based effort to identify local conditions affecting health in selected communities across the country. As part of that process, we worked with the local folks in Cook County who were part of Place Matters to develop this analysis of food providers. We also worked with the Virginia Network for Geospatial Research, who really implemented the technical mapping aspects of this analysis. And our work was supported by an NIH award to HPI, and we received a sub-award to prepare this technical report. So today we have two objectives. We're going to look at access to food providers among Cook County neighborhoods with attention to the racial composition of those neighborhoods and also the socioeconomic characteristics of the neighborhoods. Then we're going to evaluate the relationship between premature mortality and food access at the local level. From the literature, we know a few things about the relationship between food access and diet and weight among populations. So, for example, neighborhood-level differences in availability of healthy foods and food prices are documented across neighborhoods. And we know that neighborhoods with access to chain supermarkets tend to have access to foods, greater variety of healthy foods that combine quality and affordable price. Whereas independent grocers and discount stores tend to offer a more limited selection and a poorer quality of products at a higher cost. So this is going to be important to our analysis to see how might access to different types of food providers affect health outcomes. We've also seen studies that the availability of supermarkets by census tract is associated with decreased likelihood of obesity or overweight. And proximity to a supermarket has been found to predict dietary patterns after controlling for important demographic and socioeconomic factors. Other studies have shown relationship between supermarket access and body mass index in adolescents, particularly among African American youth. And then what do we know about how food access might be related to race and income? Recent research has uncovered significant differences in food access in neighborhoods by race and income. So, for example, a study in these states, Mississippi, North Carolina, Maryland, and Minnesota, found that there were four times as many supermarkets in white neighborhoods compared to black neighborhoods. And also by income, they found three times as many supermarkets in wealthy neighborhoods compared to low-income neighborhoods. In Detroit, another study showed that low-income African-American neighborhoods are on average 1.1 miles further away from the nearest supermarket. And lower access to chain grocery stores has been associated with higher food prices. So this is our first map. Here we're just going to start by looking at the population density in Cook County and Chicago. So the map on the left shows the entire county, and each of the little squares is a census tract. The inset, you see a little box, and there's an inset on the right, zooms in on the city of Chicago, and you see sort of a dotted line outlining the city limits. And so you see that there's the darker squares indicate the areas of the highest population density, and you see that in the upper area of Chicago, where there are very high density census tracts. And as you move further away toward the suburbs, you get much lower population density. So it's important to think about where are the areas of concentrated population in this area. This is another way to look at race ethnicity. What we prepared was a dot density map for race and ethnicity. So for in this map, each dot represents 500 persons by race and ethnicity. So you can also see the extreme amount of segregation that takes place in Cook County and Chicago by looking at this dot density map. So you see the areas in blue are predominantly white census tracts. The areas in purple are predominantly black census tracts. The areas in orange are Hispanic, and we also have interspersed areas that are Asian. There are a few concentrations and then interspersed throughout. And again, you can zoom in on the city of Chicago on the right, looking at the whole county on the left. And if you can make a mental picture of this map, it's going to be really important to think about where are those African American neighborhoods, where are those Hispanic neighborhoods, where are those white neighborhoods as we move forward. This map maps poverty at the census tract level, looking at households that are in less than 150% of the federal poverty level. Again, if you remember, those areas of those darker areas have higher concentrations of poverty, the darkest ones having 74 to 100% of households living at less than 150% of the poverty level. And if we overlaid this with the dot density map of race and ethnicity, which you can do with your GIS mapping, but the more variables you put on the map, the harder they become for people to interpret. But if you recall where those African American and Hispanic neighborhoods are, you get a good sense of poverty overlaying with race ethnicity. So I'm going to talk for one moment about what we know about the food environment in Cook County and Chicago. There have been a few studies looking at the distribution of food providers and other types of retail establishments in Cook County and Chicago. So, for example, some studies have shown that there are differences in the types of stores available and the availability of produce between African American and other neighborhoods. Other studies have looked at a variety of different types of retail establishments and shown disparities in the availability of different types of establishments in poor versus non-poor zip codes. We also looked at the USDA food desert census tracts in Cook County and analyzed those by demographic and socioeconomic characteristics. And we find that those census tracts that have been designated as food deserts in Cook County are disproportionately African American and have disproportionately lower percentage of the population with a bachelor's degree or higher. So we're going to use our GIS techniques to map food access throughout Cook County by census tract. We came up with a measure of food access based on the inverse distance from each population-weighted centroid to all categorical food vendors in the study area. In this analysis, we're going to look specifically at chain supermarkets and large independent grocers. So a chain supermarket we've defined as a grocery store that has at least $2 million in annual sales. But since sales data are not always publicly available, we had an alternate definition, which is a store that sells fresh meats, produce, and dry goods, has at least 5 checkout lanes, and at least 10 locations. So that would be, in this analysis, a chain supermarket, as opposed to a large independent grocer, which might not meet the criteria for sales or for locations, but does sell fresh produce and meats and does have at least 5 registers. So we're using both of these types of food providers. We'll look at them separately and together. Again, just to remind everybody, our geography here is Cook County, so that includes the city of Chicago and its surrounding suburbs. We used a variety of types of data to complete the analysis. We used Geolytics Neighborhood Change Database for two reasons, one of which was that when we began this analysis, the 2010 census data were not yet ready for us to use, and the 2000 data were outdated. So Geolytics provided projections that brought us closer to the time that we were conducting the analysis, but they also provide the Neighborhood Change Database, which allowed us to do some historical analyses that wouldn't have been otherwise possible. We calculated premature mortality. we had to do it differently for the city of Chicago and for the suburban areas. So it's at the census tract level for the city of Chicago and at the municipality level for suburban Cook. And we used data from 2003 to 2007, and those were provided by the Chicago Department of Public Health, Office of Epidemiology and Population Data. And those were age-adjusted from the Geolytics population data. We defined for this analysis a premature death was any death that occurred prior to age 65. We also received data on the location of the food providers. We couldn't have done this analysis without that. And that was a data set that was actually provided to us by the University of Illinois Chicago School of Public Health. As you can imagine, when we're looking at access to food, the location of food providers, just like many other types of establishments, is going to be highly contingent upon population density. So where you have more people, you're going to have more stores. So we needed to develop a food access measure that would take population density into account. So we developed a food access index specifically based on taking population density into account. Again, it's at the census tract level, and what we did as a team was to measure the distance from the centroid of each census tract to every location of food provider within the area. We summed the reciprocal values and calculated as a percentage the range of values for each type of provider, and then we conducted an ordinary least squares geospatial regression with population density predicting food access. The food access measure then is created from the residual left over from the model where population density predicts food access. And then in our index, a positive food index value indicates greater access to food providers, whereas a negative value indicates lower access to food providers. Here's our first map that shows access to food providers in Cook County. Again, the dark areas have the highest access to food providers. This is controlling for population density. So as you see, the map does pretty closely track some of those population-dense areas, but this is already controlling for population density. So if you look high up in the map in the dark region, you see that there are many, many chain supermarkets available for the people living there. If you recall from our other maps, that area of the city was largely Caucasian and had lower levels of poverty. When you look down further south along the map, you see those areas that were African American and Hispanic have much lower access to chain supermarkets. When we look at the bivariate correlations between access to chain supermarkets and race, income, and education, we see some important correlations. We see that areas with larger white populations and to somewhat lesser degree Asian populations have greater access to chain supermarkets, whereas African American census tracts have lower access. We see that areas with higher median income have increased access, where those with concentrated poverty have lower access. And again, we see relationships with education, such that census tracts in which many adults have not completed high school have lower access, and those with many adults with bachelor's degrees have higher access. This is a similar map, but here we combine chain supermarkets and the large independent grocers. We have similar distribution, but you see that when you combine the large independent grocers, you get a greater distribution of food access. It becomes a little bit more equitable across the city and the county. But again, when we look at those bivariate associations, they still are very similar to what we saw when we looked at chain supermarkets alone. There are a few exceptions. Here, when we include the large independent grocers, we see ethnicity plays a bit more of a role. So census tracts with higher percentages of Hispanic residents actually had higher access, higher food access once we include the independent grocers. We see that median income and poverty they are still significant, but they don't play a stronger role. And we see that education is still associated with increased access, but those census tracts with a lot of adults without a high school education is no longer significant. mapping has showed us that there is a correlation between access to food providers and healthy food options, and socioeconomic and demographic characteristics of the neighborhoods. Our bivariate correlations also show that there's a possible link between food access and premature mortality. So we see that access to chain supermarkets is associated with premature mortality, so that those areas with higher food access have lower premature mortality. That we get a very similar result if we include just chain supermarkets or if we include independent grocers. We also looked at other types of food providers, such as discount stores, but they were not statistically significant, so we haven't included them here. Just a look at the premature mortality rates by race and ethnicity in Cook County so that you can see that African Americans do have a much higher premature mortality rate. So the question is, does a poor food environment predict health outcomes above and beyond what we expect by knowing the racial composition of the area, by knowing income and education, and those sorts of socioeconomic conditions of an area? We conducted a multivariate analysis, so we had two models, one with chain supermarkets only and one that also included large independent grocers. We wanted to predict the premature mortality rate based on our food access measures, and we controlled for age, poverty, education, ethnicity, and race, and also the unemployment rate. I'll skip some of the technical details. Our results showed that access to chain supermarkets remains a significant predictor of premature mortality in the presence of all of those control variables that I measured. You see our R-squared, we had a pretty good model fit with our model, including the food access measures and the social and demographic characteristics, explaining 63% of the variation in premature mortality across the census tracts. We also found that there was a significant prediction. We were able to predict heart disease mortality as well as overall premature mortality. So overall, our analysis does provide support for the hypothesis that Cook County neighborhoods that have lower access to supermarkets and independent grocers tend to have higher mortality rates than we would have expected to predict based solely on age, race, ethnicity, et cetera. Here's a table of our regression results. Again, you can see the model fits at the bottom. For chain supermarkets only, we explain 63% of the variance, and for both types of food providers, 64%. Some of the limitations of our study, important to consider that this is a cross-sectional analysis, so we have to be concerned about reverse causality and misspecification if we've left out any important predicting variables. Also, we have to be cautious about ecological fallacy that might result from looking at characteristics at the census tract level rather than at the individual level. And again, this is very sensitive to the quality of our data about the location of food providers and the types of food providers. We think we had a good data set, but we didn't have the resources to ground truth the existence and the type of each of those supermarkets and grocers and discount stores within the entire county. Implications of the study, we think, that shows the importance of the availability of food providers, that it may affect purchasing decisions and diet decisions for the population. Studies have shown that residents of communities with no supermarkets have been found to be 6% less likely to have a healthy diet. And this may be even more true among African Americans. One study showed that adding one supermarket to a census tract was associated with a 32% increase in fruit and vegetable consumption by African Americans, whereas a similar change produced only an 11% result among Caucasians. So in conclusion, we think that the analysis shows that access to healthy food sources like chain supermarkets and large independent grocers may have protective associations with premature mortality and heart disease mortality. And in terms of policy planning, that the residents of Cook County would benefit from more equitable access to large food providers, especially in those known food deserts, as well as the expansion in the diversity, quality, and affordability of the food products available to them.